Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Rachel Yamagata may not be a household name just yet, but her unique sound is getting noticed. She's open for big names like David Gray and Liz Phair, and she's getting some critical acclaim. After spending her early 20s in a Chicago funk band, she went solo back in 2004. Since then, she's changed labels, and she's releasing a new double CD. Part one is called Elephants, the second Teeth Sinking into Heart. She's here with us now in NPR Studio 4A, along with the band. And how about we start off with Elephants?
If the elephants have past life, yet are destined to always remember, it's no wonder how they scream. Like you and I, they must have some temper. And I am dreaming of them on the plains, dirtying up their beds, watching for some sign of rain, cool their hot heads. And don't dare that you send me that card when I'm doing all that I can do. You are forcing me to remember when all I want is to just forget you. And if the tiger shall protect her young, then tell me how did you slip by? Well, my instincts have failed me for once. I must have somehow slept the whole night. And I am dreaming of them with their kill, tearing it all. Dripping from their lips, teeth sinking into heart. And how dare that you say you will call when you know I need some peace of mind. If you had to take sides with the animals, won't you do it with one who is kind?
That's Rachel Yamagata from her new double CD, Elephants, and she was playing Elephants. Rachel, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
Love to meet the rest of the band.
Yes, we have Jason Kanakis playing guitar and
hello,
singing backgrounds, and Mr. Johnny Flowers on the upright bass.
Hello.
Hello, hello. I read that the title track for Elephants was written in your head on a run. That must have been some run.
It was quite a run. I think the universe was saying, well, she doesn't do it often, we might as well give her something extra today. But it did. It was on, you know, a nice, beautiful spring day in Woodstock, New York. I was running down this mountain and going through some very traumatic personal issues, so not in the best of moods and quite sad. And that was mixed in with one of those moments where you're just inspired and in awe of nature, and it really just lifted me up, and the emotions mixed, and this lyric just started coming with all these images of animals and just layers of words that I had to repeat over and over and over until I got back up and could actually write them down and sing it into a tape recorder. So it was a gift of a song for me. Couldn't have imagined the lyrics on my best day.
There's kind of a duality there. I mean, the sweetness of the melody and the lyrics are very, very vivid.
Yeah, I like the idea of taking almost innocent imagery like that of zoo animals, really, and morphing it into the darker side of kind of the pain we all go through on an instinctual level. And it's such a nice comparison in terms of what we can do to one another is, you know, in our human relationships, and how on some level, on an unconscious level, we will instinctively react just as strongly as an animal might do once they're wounded. And somehow that, you know, it doesn't sound very beautiful when you explain it in words, but when it comes across in the lyric, it has a weightiness to it that I really thought was nice.
But a lot of this album, though, seems to address issues of breakup and heartache. One review I read said, your songs make you wonder, what the heck did this guy do?
Yeah.
So are you okay?
I'm okay, thank you. I think I'm very, very sensitive, of course, and I've been in some particularly strange and overwhelming circumstances. Like, you almost wouldn't believe some of them unless I sat down and said so. Sometimes I think my songs are even the lighter version of what actually happens.
Really?
Yeah, I just, you know, but I must, some part of me must call it to me for whatever purpose. I mean, I don't regret any relationship I've ever been in, no matter how hard. I just, you know, you have to let it enrich you rather than floor you.
On the other hand, you've got a lyric in one song, Faster, which I have to admit is one of my favorites, where you say, I don't want to give you another black eye.
Mm.
And I didn't know whether you meant that metaphorically.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not a, you know, I used to box, but that never intentionally to give people black eyes.
Oh, you know why I'm asking, though? Because if it was a man singing about,
oh, right,
a woman,
right,
we would not think that was cool.
No, absolutely.
And so I think it's only fair to say, as a woman,
absolutely,
singing about another person,
sure,
are we supposed to think that's cool?
It's more, I like writing songs where, you know, a woman can be in just as sassy and defiant a place as a man can be. And so some of these...
As big of a jerk?
Well, you know, we
no
can.
Offense.
Anybody, you know what I mean? Oh, don't even get me started. You know what I mean? No, but, you know, we're both, I've been on every side of a relationship, and I've been on the... you know, the sides where I haven't been proud either. And you learn just as many valuable lessons through getting through that. And I like, you know, I like representing the whole spectrum of what can go down without casting judgments necessarily. So it leaves you open to explore that territory without feeling like somebody's condemning you for it.
And you talk about that. Is this cathartic to write songs, to put it out there, whatever
sure.
it is?
The writing part is my what I really need for my own soul. Like, that is what makes me able to overcome heartaches or traumatic situations. I write much more openly than I ever do in conversation with a friend. It just makes sense to me, mixing in a melody or a turn of your voice and that emotion and lyric, like, that just says it so much better than I ever do in conversation. So for me, it is very cathartic.
So let's have a little more catharsis. Why don't you play something else for us? What would
yes.
you like to play, and tell us about it?
I'm going to switch over to guitar, actually, and we're going to play a song called Sunday Afternoon. It's a choice. To stay a dream, I want to wait. You have blood on your hands, I'm feeling faint. I'm drowning, yeah.
happenstance. You need to fly and take a chance. You'll need to shine through emptiness and float on high and forever dance alone.
If you're just joining us, we're listening to the music of Rachel Yamagata. Her new double CD is titled Elephants and Teeth Sinking into Heart. What gave you the idea for the double CD? Just had a lot to say?
You know, it wasn't planned. I kind of went in with a collection of songs and went through the normal process of kind of choosing my favorites. And when we were halfway through the recording, almost kind of when the premixes are coming together and you're hearing a fuller formation of each song, it actually became evident that there were these dark, lush, beautiful ballads that we had really taken to one extreme with, you know, making the listener feel like they're in the room and keeping it very intimate. And, you know, you can hear rainstorms in the background and branches hitting the roof and things like that. And I had written some more up-tempo songs, and through my live performance have really developed this fondness for kind of a Pulp Fiction surf guitar-driven experience. And when we were building up those songs, we were kind of going at it with a very raw intention and wanting something very gritty and anthemic and defiant to kind of match the lyric of those particular songs. So at the end of the day, we had these two very distinct sounds, and when I was sequencing things, I found that I really wanted to keep the listener in the trance of the beautiful and not interrupt it with a rock song. And the same thing really with the teeth sinking in the heart side of the record. Allow that its own space to kind of grow, and you can drive and throw down your windows and have it be more anthemic and kind of a more collective listening experience.
I was thinking about that because I was thinking about dualities, mm-hmm. and thinking about your own background. Mm-hmm. As I understand it, you're half Japanese. Mm-hmm. You're a, forgive me, prep school girl who is trying to make it in the indie rock scene, which is very male. It is. And so I was wondering if part of it, that there really isn't a, maybe you don't live in a blended way. You gotta, sometimes you have to do your, give each thing, as you said, its own space to breathe.
I like the idea of just, I'm such a believer of us all being so much more the same than we ever are different. I mean, we're very unique, but I feel like emotionally and kind of what really resonates with us, we're all just, you know, we've got such great potential to connect on this great level if we just didn't have so many walls. And I guess from my background, I've always, you know, I'm a twin, so that's kind of another double half in a way. I grew up with four parents. My parents divorced when I was young, so I did have the Japanese background. My mom's actually German, Italian, and my stepfather's Jewish, and my stepmom was kind of Southern Belle. So I always felt like I could almost relate to anybody. You see these facets of
of people and potential stereotypes, and yet they're so close that you love them for them. And so there's something about I always like to mix it up. I mean, we're all just so interesting. I know I'm a little off base here.
But some music is intentionally like fused. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm going to take a little from this element, little from that element.
Right.
In a way, you're saying you can be both, but you don't have to be both at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I mean, thematically, I stay in the same waters, but I think that a listener and all of us, you know, it's just like emotions. We have several during the day, and they're equally as powerful and equally as unique to ourselves. And, you know, musically, I don't shy away from trying new things or loving the ballads as much as the rock songs.
We'd love to hear one more thing. What are you gonna leave us with?
Let's leave you with a little gritty rock ditty.
Okay.
And that rhymes.
Okay. What's that gonna be?
This will be Faster.
All right, Faster by Rachel Yamagata. Her new double CD is titled Elephants and Teeth Sinking into Hearts. It's in stores now. She and her band joined us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Faster.
I can't talk to you. You think I'm lost inside my mind. You're like an old tattoo, and I know you're fading time. I'm not the girl you think you know.
Rachel Yamagata is touring for her album now. To see a video of her performing her song Faster right here at our NPR studios, check out our website at the Tell Me More page of NPR.org. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
And I'm going faster, you're going backwards. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I'm going faster, I know what I'm after. Should have been after it all along. I'm going faster, I'm going faster. Well, that's the last black eye.